News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to get an update on what's been happening in the Bryan School District. Brandon Webb is on hand, and among the things I want to plug a little bit, the Bryan School District's foundation has done some grants lately.
Yeah, you know, into the second 6 weeks now, Bill, it's a good opportunity for teachers to have assessed, you know, what they need in their classrooms, and obviously that's something that they think about. It really never stops. They may be quote-unquote off in the summer, but in that profession, you're never really off. And so the foundation, early in the school year, will go out and take a look at a competitive grant process. And what an amazing thing for me as a new person here in the district to see happen. 47 teachers were awarded across the district. And these are mainly for ideas that they have to augment learning and education in the classroom that really go beyond the budget of the district, close to $50,000. In fact, right at the doorstop of $50,000 worth of grants were awarded, and I must say $10,000 of that was courtesy of Citibank that has been such a huge supporter of the district. They underwrite our monthly Teacher of the Month program, and it kicked in $10,000 to bring us to about an even $50,000 worth of teacher grants. And those go toward everything from interactive geography programs to iPod listening stations, something called a SpeedGraph math software, which is tough to say if you're saying that quickly, but just a lot of innovative kinds of things that engage students and that cause really hands-on learning to take place in the district. And that brings the total of district grants since 1999 to $129,000. And it's not possible without community support. So we appreciate the support so much from sponsors like Citibank.
Visiting with Brandon Webb of the Bryan School District, since our last visit, there's been a hiring of a new principal.
Right. Leroy Morales comes to us from South and East, the Cy Fair and Klein ISDs, and most recently as Associate Principal of Cypress Springs High School. Leroy Morales, a 24-year veteran of education, a bilingual administrator, and his career really has been evenly split, 12 years as a classroom teacher and a coach, and the last 12 years spent serving in administrative roles. We are excited to have him helming the alternative high school that we have here in town. We think he's a unique fit, obviously a very strong educational and administrative background, but also the bilingual skills that he brings to the table as an administrator are important in a district that's 52% serving Hispanic students. And he has hit the ground running, I must say. Just a ball of energy, very likable, affable guy, and we're excited to have him be a part of the district.
We have talked, I think, about every interview recently about the Bryan School District's smartphone app, and there's a new feature on that smartphone app.
We just recently turned on a feature that we're kind of calling a Pathways to Career icon or marketing endeavor. I'm not sure as many people know as maybe I would like or the district would like for them to know how competitive the not only the pay structure, but the benefit structure is at the district. I recently came to the district and saw firsthand the pay increase that I got with very, very good benefits, but significantly cheaper benefits than I'd had in the past. And that alone means multiple thousands of dollars back in people's pockets. And so we want to really promote the district as a destination for not just a job, but for careers. So that's what we call the new app icon that's in our Bryan ISD app. It's called Careers. If you download the Bryan ISD app either from the Google Play Store for Android or the iTunes App Store for iPhone, just look for the Bryan ISD app. It's free and available at no charge. And one swipe over from the main screen, which has our news on it, you'll see a variety of things that can connect you with the district. You can pay your child's lunch. You can find a bus route that your child needs to be on. You can check out grades through the Home Access Center. And now you've got a direct portal to our active current jobs posting. Literally one tap on that careers button gets you straight to the jobs page at Bryan ISD. And you can take a look and see if something's a good fit for you.
And for my surfing around, it is not only for parents and students, but also for other residents and those who may be outside the district.
Sure. You know, the app, it's sort of one-stop shopping for information about the district. It aggregates everything that we put up on social media. So the Twitter feed goes to the app, the Facebook feed, our news postings when we post a new story on the website, or spotlighting information in some way, all of that dumps into the app. And it's really a pretty attractive interface, easily navigable to get to what you need. And then, you know, as we have ideas for ways that people want to connect with Bryan ISD, we add them to the app. So we're very much in a listening mode for things that, you know, people might want, for example, to pay their child's lunch bill right there via an app. So they have that convenient access, and the app for us is very much a living, breathing piece of technology. This isn't something that we want to set on autopilot and say, okay, you know, the app's up and done, next, let's move on to something else. It's something that we want people to use and that we want to improve as people do use it.
In fact, I'm just going through the calendar as you're talking about that, and in fact, one of the things that well beyond the calendar, if it's not already, because I haven't gotten that far down the list, is something coming up at Rudder High School pretty soon.
Yes, you should find it there under the evening of October the 26th at 7 o'clock at night. I'm pretty excited about the production that the theater and choral group are putting together there. I've not heard of anything like it. It's called Broadway Bound, and again, that's October the 26th at 7 p.m. What they're doing is the choir students are taking traditional Broadway musical songs, but they're each being introduced by theater students who have written their own script to get into that musical song, and the theme is about young people leaving home for the bright lights of Broadway. So you have original writing by Bryan ISD students there at Rudder getting into the songs that are being sung by choir students at Rudder. I think it's a beautiful combination of choir and theater. And, boy, for the price, you know, you can't beat it. General admission tickets are $5. Bryan ISD staff and faculty get in for free. There's also a silver booster club card that you can come by the district headquarters here at William J. Bryan and Texas Avenue. If you're a senior 65 and up, you can come get one of these Silver Booster Club cards, and that will get you into productions like this for free. So while $5 isn't a lot, it matters, especially on a fixed income. And if you can come and see young talent like this for no charge, why not?
And again, this event, as well as everything else going on in Bryan ISD, not only available on the smartphone app that we've just been talking about, but also online through social media and the district's website.
Absolutely. You can follow us on Twitter at Bryan ISD. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bryan ISD, and our website, once again, is at bryanisd.org.
And that's our update this week on what's happening in the Bryan School District. Brandon Webb with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.